and W252DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Announcing more than $900 million to update four factories to build the next generation V8 engines for big pickup trucks and SUVs, General Motors. Ray Curry, Auto Union Chief.
Today is a good day for UAW members, and it happened because our members made GM successful yesterday, made GM successful today, and will definitely make GM successful tomorrow.
Upgrades to GM plants in Flint and Bay City, Michigan, Rochester, New York, and Defiance, Ohio. Amazon Web Services plans to invest $35 billion in new data centers in Virginia, says Governor Glenn Youngkin. Announcing 12,000 job cuts, about 6% of its workforce, parent company of Google. Police firing tear gas at protesters in Lima, Peru. Thousands turned out in another demonstration demanding the ouster of President Boarte and a new constitution. Protests started after the arrest of President Castillo over his attempt to dissolve Congress. This is ABC News. Suing the city of Los Angeles for $50 million, the family of an unarmed black man who died after being tasered by L.A. police officers recently. Attorney Carl Douglas representing the family.
Kenan Anderson was unarmed. Kenan Anderson was a college graduate. Kenan Anderson was a high school English teacher of black and brown youth who missed their teacher now.
Officers say they were responding to a traffic accident on January 3rd. Anderson was visiting relatives in Los Angeles for the holidays. Responding to criticism that the bill she's sponsoring, the Leading Against White Supremacy Act, is unconstitutional, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, Texas Democrat.
This has nothing to do with speech or categorizing Caucasian people in any way.
The Congresswoman spoke at the NAACP in Houston. The bill would increase penalties for hate crimes motivated by white supremacist ideology. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Competition inside the Civic Media network of our hosts. As we know, I'm a very competitive person. You know how competitive I am? Prick me to start giving blood. They tell me that there has been a contest to see who can fill up their bag the fastest. 5 minutes, 4 seconds. I got done and I said, did I win? And I said, you were the fastest all day.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome back to the second hour, the noon hour, the lunch hour of As Goes Wisconsin on this Friday, January 20th. This hour, we are going to, after this segment and the next segment, do our weekly news quiz to see how felt like this week was I don't know, there's never really a slow news week, but every day as I was checking the news, there was less than usual that I was interested in talking about. So I feel like there may be, I might not be as we may not get 5 out of 5, but we'll see.
We'll give it our best.
And then at 12:30, we are talking to Hans Dram, who is the president of the Dram Corporation, because they have up in Manitowoc expanded their headquarters and in a very sustainable way. So I'm excited for everyone to hear what they did and to hear from Hans in how hard it was, how expensive it was. Would he recommend? Would he do it again? I guess is also the question there. And then at the end of the hour, we will return. We only have 10 days, 11 days left, I guess, without the weekends, but we're getting to the second half of 100 ways to improve your life slightly without a lot of effort. So we will round out the hour with that. But to kick off, it's a real who's done it,
isn't it, Jane? Though? Yes.
You know, in these investigations with the, you know, country's top people really looking into trying to figure out and crack the case, you'd think that they'd be able to get to the bottom of this, but apparently not.
And we're talking about?
We are talking about the Supreme Court simply just can't figure out who leaked the abortion opinion. After 8 months, the embattled institution known as the Supreme Court released a report yesterday on its investigation into who leaked the draft opinion.
Find the leaker.
That overturned Roe versus Wade, because you remember how upset and how crazy it was and what a damaging scenario it created of daring to leak the opinion. And, you know, there was all these theories on, was it one of the conservative justices to pressure some of the other justices to change their opinion? Was it to quell a June surprise that could have been carried into the midterms? Was it one of the more liberal justices? A lot of people had theories on who it was.
Yes.
But it turns out that they have not been able to figure out who it was. And so The report concludes that the court is unable to determine at this time, using a preponderance of the evidence standard, the identity of the person or persons who disclosed the draft majority opinion. However, it appears that the investigators did not question the nine justices themselves.
Is that not just mind-blowing?
Like, how do you justify this as being a investigation if you're not even going to talk to the nine people who wrote and who have been accused of by, you know, by different credible, I don't know how credible, but, you know, like Sam Alito, who allegedly leaked a birth control opinion in 2014, and Clarence Thomas, whose wife, Jenny, is a conservative activist who tried to overturn the 2020 election. So, you know, like, maybe talk to these guys or talk to everyone. And so there was a legal journalist who was looking into this named Chris Geidner, and they were tweeting about it. And so they said, the report says the investigation focused on court personnel, temporary law clerks, and permanent employees who had or may have had access to the draft opinion during the period from the initial circulation until the publication by Politico. So law clerks and other employees were even asked to hand over their cell phones. So deep enough probe there. But the investigators acknowledged that it wasn't only employees who had access to sensitive documents. Emphasis on the investigators determined that in addition to the justices, 82 employees had access to electronic or hard copies of the draft opinion. And I just, but like, it doesn't seem like they're going to push this anymore. So they're still, apparently, the investigators are still following some loose strands, but it doesn't sound particularly confident that it's going to turn up to be anything.
Well, again, because they're not even talking to the nine principals, for pity's sake. That's like having a burglary investigation and not interviewing the owner of the house that was burgled.
Or, I mean, this is a little bit darker, but you know how, like, in true crime fashion, where if a spouse or partner ever winds up dead, you're like, oh, always start with the spouse.
Of course.
And so, yeah, I don't really know how they get, and like, if they're just all gonna be like, well, they did their best.
Whoops.
I guess we got to move on. Can't crack this one.
And I tend to believe that whoever leaked this will make someone look bad or one side look bad. And that's why they're never going to release who did it.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, the court's integrity is potentially at stake, because if you find out it actually is one of the justices on either side.
Yeah, but with what we already know about what Alito's done, that hasn't, I mean, integrity, really? We need a different word.
But I mean, if it's one thing for, you know, wackadoos like you and I to have our suspicions. It's another thing to have those suspicions confirmed by an actual investigator to be like, oh yeah, Alito did this.
Yeah, true.
And now what?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, because then there has to be consequences, right? And so is it just in the court's best interest to just make sure that we just move on?
Yes.
From this?
Without a doubt.
Like, because they're already facing so much, such a credibility crisis? Is that what we want to call it?
They're so unpopular right now. The Supreme Court is so unpopular that, yeah, I think it's like, let's just let it go. We don't want people looking at us too closely anymore. It makes us uncomfortable being in the spotlight. We just want to do what we do in the shadows. Leave us alone.
Leave us alone.
Trust us. We're the Supremes.
But who, and I feel like I have to go back and look at, so like, who was overseeing the investigation? Because I'm trying to imagine, of all the different investigations that are happening right now. So investigations into Trump, investigations into Biden and his documents, investigations into Hunter Biden and all the things that people are really looking into. And the situations where one side would definitely not accept that, like, they just couldn't figure it out. I guess, you know, to a certain extent, in the investigation that Michael Gableman did in Wisconsin, we just had to accept that, oh, you spent a lot of money, and we just had to accept that you found nothing, and there's no, and that's fine.
And let's just move on. Over $1 million.
Just move on.
And over $1 million in taxpayer money. It's all good. Nothing to see here. It's all fine. Let's go on.
Yeah. Let's just move on to the next thing. Yeah. But yeah, I just, like I said, call Scooby-Doo. Velma. Speaking of that, I guess there's a new Velma. Were you a Scooby-Doo fan?
I was.
So there's a new Mindy Kaling of The Office fame, and yeah. She's written multiple books, and she's been very successful. This is some TikTok drama for you. So she has a new version of Velma. So, or like Velma the character. And so the show is called Velma, and it's a cartoon. She voices Velma, and it's kind of, I have not watched this. I've gleaned all of this from TikTok. So bear with me. It's Friday. Basically, there's a lot of, this is like showing you how quickly sometimes the conversations around representation and things that, like, at one point, someone like Mindy Kaling, who was such a representative of South Asian, Indian, darker complexion in entertainment, and now with 2 decades of work, there's a younger generation that finds, I guess there's like things that are happening in the show that are like buying, like playing up stereotypes. And like, so there's been this like whole discourse on specifically Mindy Kaling and how like her work in this cartoon of Velma. And it's one of those things where it's just like, it's a little eye roll inducing. I'm like, really? Is this what we're talking, out of all the things you can be upset about right
nothing
now?
Else
this
to,
is
nothing else to worry about, Kristen, but Velma. We're worried about
I
Velma.
Know. But if anything, it makes me want to go watch it now.
Yeah, well, now I'm curious about
especially if you like Scooby-Doo.
Well, and what's everybody all ticked off about this time? I did investigate, by the way, Chief Justice John Roberts, according to MSNBC, directed Gail Curley, who is the marshal of the Supreme Court, to investigate the leak.
Okay.
So the marshal came up with nothing.
You could have told me literally anything there, and I would have believed you, because I don't know who that person is. I don't know what the marshal does.
It was the Supreme Court Chief Jester who led the investigation with bells on his toes.
And he painted his face.
Yes.
And he put on his special badge.
And the hat with the thing. Yeah.
With the hats with the bells on it. Yes, and he did some cartwheels, and it was great. He did his job.
He did.
All right. Well, all right. So we're going to take a little, we're going to come back and do the testing of knowledge of, how do you think you're going to do this week?
I'll give myself a C.
So this is typically national news, and so we will see how we do when we come back. But play along with us, and as always, you can join the conversation 844-967-2789 if you want to text your answers in as we read them. We'll give you credit. We'll give you some kind of credit. I don't know. All right, stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. It's all right.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator is going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? Are you even smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack? What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand,
Make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 20. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 28 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Chance for snow showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 23. Cloudy skies. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 24.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
If there's a question bothering your brain that you think you know how to explain, you need a test. Yeah, think up a test.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on this Friday, January 20th. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. It is the time of the week where we test our knowledge in a fun five-question quiz on the news that happened this week. We're usually pretty good at this, but you are welcome. You're welcome to play along with us. 844-967-2789. Shoot us a text if you think you know the answers. And so how this works is we have to read all five questions, and we don't find out how many we got right until the end. And so question number one, which prime minister unexpectedly resigned this week? Canada's Justin Trudeau, the UK's Rishi Sunak, New Zealand's Jacinda Ardern, India's Narendra Modi.
It's Jacinda.
So we got that one right. All right, which product sales jumped nearly 10% last year, boosted by popularity on TikTok? I should know this, but I don't know if I will. A, Stanley mugs. B, fridge organizers. C, butter. D, canned seafood. I actually don't know this because I don't think I've seen TikToks for any of these things. And I didn't read this article this week.
Because it is the dumbest one, I'm going with butter.
That's kind of what my gut instinct it was too, but which product sales jumped nearly 10% last year, boosted by popularity on TikTok? It might be fridge organizers because there is this whole thing on TikTok of like organizer TikTok, which is videos, like fast cut videos of people who clearly have spent way too much money at the Container Store, like putting like everything you buy, taking it out of its original packaging and putting it into like your cereal. You take it out of that box and you put it into like a like air sealed thing that you can pour out of. And like you put like your string cheese into this container and stuff. So you're going to say butter. I'm going to say fridge organizer. Right. So it's either going to be B or C for number two. Butter is dumb enough to sound like it could be true too.
Well,
but
and the reason I say that is there was this whole trend with butter boards.
That's true too.
So that's kind of why I'm leaning towards butter, but we'll see.
And there's a lot of cooking that happened. People like love watching cooking videos on TikTok. So I think it's one of the two. If it's one of the other two, I will not understand why. All right. Number three, in a recent study, scientists said they successfully diverted a real world occurrence of what natural phenomenon? A, tornadoes, B, earthquakes, C, lightning, D, tsunamis.
Wow. Read it once more time, please.
So in a recent study, scientists said they successfully diverted a real-world occurrence of what natural phenomenon? So this is what's not on here, because if it was an asteroid, I would know for sure that we were that one we did last year.
Right, right.
So basically, what did they divert? A tornado, an earthquake, lightning, or a tsunami?
I'll go lightning.
I'm going to say a tornado.
All right.
Okay. We're not as good as we usually are. All right. Number four. After 2 years of being virtual, which film festival opened this week in person? A, Sundance. B, South by Southwest. C, Venice. D, Cannes.
Sundance, baby.
I was
there once.
I actually met, we went to the Cathedral Square art installation that's happening right now, which is beautiful. It'd be more beautiful maybe if there was snow. But we met two people who are from Salt Lake City, like their downtown area, and they're being hosted by people who work for Milwaukee downtown. And that was my first question. I was like, oh, did you guys leave to avoid the Sundance folks? And they're like, well, the amateurs always come this weekend. So we'll go next weekend and watch all the actual films.
It's a tiny town that gets mobbed. It really is.
Have you ever been?
I have. Yeah. Long time ago.
Me too.
Long time ago.
Yeah. It's awesome. All right. And then number five, Twitter finished auctioning off various items from its San Francisco headquarters. Which of the following nabbed the highest price? Did you hear about this?
No.
That they're doing an auction?
No.
So they're selling off. They're selling things off.
Because Elon's got no money.
Well, he has money. He's just trying to make the company not
bleed
more
money.
Profitable than it is. No. So a blue soundproof booth. B, planter shaped like an at symbol. C, a Twitter bird statue. D, sink carried by Elon Musk.
Oh, man. It's that.
I think it's the bird. It's like the birds, the tweeter. You think it's the sink?
I think it's the sink.
You think there's someone who would pay a top dollar for a sink just because it was carried by Elon Musk?
There is some dude bro out there. Dudes! I got this sink that Musk carried, man. I'm so cool.
All right. Let's see. So we got New Zealand. We got the first one. New Zealand PM, Jacinda Ardern. Yes. Okay. I'm saying it right. Announced her resignation. So we got that one right. We were both wrong. Canned seafood sales jumped nearly 10% last year because of TikTok.
Really?
Apparently. I'm speechless. Are you? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of canned tuna, even though you don't necessarily know what's in there. But it works for tuna casserole, which is all that matters.
Well, that's the only thing that it works for.
Now we have to go back and see what I'm going to try to.
Why
now
was
I have
that
to try
thing?
To get on canned seafood TikTok and see what the buzz is about. All right, number three, you were right. Scientists successfully diverted lightning.
That was the only thing that seemed plausible to me.
Yeah, I don't really know how you do stop a tornado, but
you can try and attract lightning with other things, I think.
And then, all right, so then we were both right. Sundance Film Festival opened this week, and it was not a sink.
Ah, bummer.
A Twitter bird statue got the highest price at $100,000 at the company's auction. So I don't know where you put that thing because I think it's pretty big. But I think the same thing whenever I go by any store, like any of those big like stores that just have tons of like land, like statues.
Yes.
For gardens. You're like, how do you sell enough of these to stay in business? This is a cover for something, but maybe I'm wrong. All right. When we come back, Hans Dram, the president of Dram Corporation, is going to be here. And this is As Goes Wisconsin.
Don't believe it because they say it's so. If it's not true, you have a right to know. Put it to the...
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Announcing more than $900 million to update four factories to build the next generation V8 engines for big pickup trucks and SUVs. General Motors, Ray Curry, Auto Union Chief.
Today is a good day for UAW members, and it happened because our members made GM successful yesterday, made GM successful today and will definitely make GM successful tomorrow.
Upgrades to GM plants in Flint and Bay City, Michigan, Rochester, New York, and Defiance, Ohio. Amazon Web Services plans to invest $35 billion in new data centers in Virginia, says Governor Glenn Youngkin. Announcing 12,000 job cuts, about 6% of its workforce, parent company of Google. Police firing tear gas at protesters in Lima, Peru. Thousands turned out in another demonstration demanding the ouster of President Boarte and a new constitution. Protests started after the arrest of President Castillo over his attempt to dissolve Congress. This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote all those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Phones? Social media? You've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Thank you for tuning in during your lunch hour on this Friday, January 20th. And at the top of today's show, we were talking about how warm our winter feels right now and because of climate change and how Milwaukee and the Green Bay area, more than almost any other city in the U.S., is having warmer and warmer winters. And I kind of asked, I was like, well, what can any of us do? But now we're going to be talking about a company, a family-owned Manitowoc company that is doing their part because they incorporated a ton of sustainability efforts into their new facility. So Dram Corporation unveiled its new headquarters. And with us today is president of Dram Corporation, Hans Dram. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're so excited to talk to you. So I guess, so first, let's start with the very beginning. What does Dram Corporation do?
Sure. Well, most of your listeners. Most people will know us for our retail watering products. Pretty much anything you can put at the end of your garden hose, including the hose itself, that's what we make and sell around the country, around the world in some parts. And that's one of our four business segments. It's the largest, but the company has its foundations, its roots in commercial growing. So traditionally horticulture, today there's more and more indoor agriculture, but we cover all of that. But that's our foundation was in that segment. My grandfather was a florist in Manitowoc. He had a little flower shop downtown. His brother had the adjacent meat market in the same building. So there's a lot of family entrepreneurship. But besides selling flowers, my grandfather was quite a tinkerer, inventor, and he made a few different products, some that he would sell alongside his flowers, some that he made for the growers that he would buy flowers from. One of those being what we call the water breaker, the nozzle that goes at the end of what we call a rain wand. Lots of people just refer to them as water wands, but so that was the foundation of the business. And unfortunately, he died at a young age. And my grandmother, who was a school teacher and a librarian, she tried to keep up the sale of that product, of the water breaker, from home. So stories of how she would come home over a lunch break and package up this and ship them out and then go back to school. And then eventually, then they had two boys, my uncle and my father, and my uncle came back to Manitowoc and started a manufacturing business. And my father was in the horticulture industry. He was a seed salesman. There's actually such a thing. People go around, they sell seeds to growers. But he came back and he kind of joined forces, and that's how DRAM was rekindled. So we never thought of it as going away. It just was a very slow period. And then they brought it back. And then unfortunately, 70s, my uncle passed away at a young age as well. And then it was just my father in it, but it's grown slowly over the years and more rapidly in the last, 5, 10, 15 years. And I came back home in late 2007 and joined. So different.
So you're like me, you were a boomerang. So did you grow up in Manitowoc? And then where was your time away that you came back from?
I grew up in Manitowoc, went to school, high school at Lincoln, went to college in Chicago, worked in Chicago, then Baltimore, Washington area for a while, then back to Chicago for a few years. And then we had a little girl and thought, where else can we live? That would be fun, but manageable.
Yeah, there you go. I had a similar, I went to a lot of places before I got back to Wisconsin. So going back to today, and now with it's what I'm reading, and I have no idea what it actually takes to build a building that is sustainable, but at least from reading, I think we first found this in the WPR article that was on this, on the new headquarters. But was it from as soon as you knew you needed an expansion that you knew you wanted to make it sustainable as sustainable as possible?
Yeah. And I would underline sustainable as possible. It's not a LEED certified building. We learned a lot, but this goes hand in hand with our values, but my sister really likes to stress that, and kind of goes back to the foundation of the business. We're helping people deliver water to what they're growing, and water's always been a resource. In the 40s and 30s, the growers had to pay for their water. There weren't probably as many concerns as there are today. But that just makes it all the more important. And that's, it's kind of the foundation of the business, and we wanted to be consistent with that. So the builders and architects that we worked with, they have LEED certifications. If you're familiar with LEED buildings, they are certified energy efficient, not just energy efficient, but, conservationally designed for that purpose. Those are truly LEED certified building can be extremely expensive, and a lot of it is not obvious. Has to do with, you know, the kind of the guts and skeleton of the building, how, you know, the functionality of the HVAC system, things like that. So, but where we could, we decided that we wanted to make it as, you know, conservationally minded as possible. To that end, the materials we've used, all the carpeting in the office is made from, you know, fully recycled materials. And when it has to be replaced, it can be recycled again. The building framework, the metal walls and skeleton of the warehouse, which is 84,000 square feet, that's 74% recycled content, according to our builders. And then the real estate itself, there's a retention pond on it that actually belongs to the city, but we're working with them to see what we can do with that. And first thing we're going to do is treat it to make sure it's an aerobic pond, because we do that on the commercial side of the business. We have a water treatment segment, which I'll get to, and just make it more friendly to wildlife if we can. You know, I'm hoping to maybe get a duck house. There's geese that migrate through, and, you know, some water lilies and other flora that would be helpful to the pond. So there's that. We also installed a large solar array on site, and, you know, there's practical purposes of that too. It's great because it's helping us save a lot on our energy costs.
Yeah,
it was a big investment, but it's 286 solar panels, and it's really, as soon as they flipped the switch, it really made an impact. So we're really happy about that. Let's see, what am I not thinking about the building?
I think there's even like how much natural light is getting in, right? And so as far as not needing as much lighting and energy going to overhead lights, right?
Yeah. And of course, it being a brand new building, all the lighting is extremely efficient. But, you know, kind of relied on the engineers and the builder to take care of that for us. But we're certainly very happy about that. But yeah, we tried to put bring in as much natural light, and especially in the front office, the whole front face of it is all glass. So that's nice. And it's, you know, not just to kind of help bring nature in, but it just, we believe it makes people feel better too. You know, you're not in a cave, and did that as much as possible in the warehouse. It's hard to have windows low, but we have a lot of them around the whole periphery of the building.
Absolutely. We're talking to Hans Dram, who is the president of the Dram Corporation. Go ahead, Jane.
Hans, when you talked about the carpeting in particular that was all from recycled materials and then can get recycled again, was it tough to source stuff like that? I mean, is there more than one manufacturer who makes stuff like that?
It's certainly getting easier, from what I understand. You know, we don't build a new building every year. it wasn't as difficult as you might think. And I honestly can't say if we had, you know, three choices or four choices or two choices. But it worked out, and we're really happy. And we relied on the experts for that, the builders. And they did it. We worked with ACE in Manitowoc, and they're just a great team.
It's just kind of encouraging that there are more companies that are attempting to do these things for people like you and companies like yours that want to do more sustainable construction.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a trend that stays.
And so go ahead.
I'm sorry. I wanted to say, I read Jane's profile, and it said that she has a love-hate relationship with gardening. So
love. She does. That is true. The amount of weeks we started the show in July, and Jane came on like 2 weeks after I started the show. And basically we'd get to Friday and be like, what are you doing this weekend? And until it got to like November, she's like, I'm fighting with my garden.
You know what my issue is, Hans? I love spring planting, and I love you know, the end of May and in all through June. And then about the middle of July, I start looking at them going, you know, get a little creative and get your own moisture. Just suck it out of the air. I'm tired.
Yeah. Well, I know a guy, so I've got a little bit of an irrigation system in my garden. But the problem is, you know, once you get to that kind of middle season, if you're not getting in there weeding every weekend, it's all of a sudden you turn your back and you've kind of lost the battle.
Yeah, there's no question. You gotta keep up on it.
This is why I don't. I have enough other things to do.
Your houseplant behind you, that's great.
That is definitely not real. That is definitely from Target and fake.
She's a new homeowner, Hans. So this is going to be her first year. We're going to get you some flowers. We'll get you going.
We probably will. So as far as takeaways from this experience of being intentional with the new expansion and the new headquarters, what would you say for other business owners who are interested, who are sustainable curious, we'll call it, as far as what would you take away from this, from building this, for other business owners to keep in mind if they were to want to do something similar?
It doesn't necessarily add a lot of cost or any additional cost. There's enough out there where this can just be kind of the go-to decision. But at the very least, compare, see what would it be if I did this extra thing, or maybe it's not extra. And there's a couple other things we did. We have a green wall in our front lobby. It wasn't very expensive at all. You know, it's a little bit of maintenance, and you have to plan ahead for it because we had it plumbed and there's certain valves you have to get at in the wall if need be. But that was no different or a challenge for the builders. That was just standard plumbing. And we also have EV chargers. We have two parking lots. And that was a very small expense. And right now they're not being fully utilized, but I'm trying to think ahead to the future. And any guest, you know, any of our customers or guest vendors who come that have an EV, they can happy to have them use it.
And Hans, I'm curious too, in the article that we read from WPR, why is it so important for you to stay in Manitowoc? I think that's really wonderful.
Right. Well, that's the foundation of the business and the family. Not to mention there's a great workforce. We have wonderful employees, and we'll touch upon that in a little bit too. But we didn't really think or look beyond Manitowoc. We knew that we wanted to stay. There's always business decisions. Our previous location was technically just outside of the city limits, like right on the north side of town. So we were in the county, in the town. So we're paying a little bit more property taxes, but there's a nice trade-off with that. We get really nice utilities. We have water we can drink in the new building. So
Hans, unfortunately, we have to end this segment, but it was so great talking to you. Hans Dram is the president of Dram Corporation. We have all of your retail websites, so we're going to put that in the show notes for today's show, so you can go check out all of the retail items that you can get from them if you're a gardener. Thank you so much, Hans. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 21 overnight under cloudy skies, westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 28 tomorrow. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Chance for snow showers. Lows level off around 23. Temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 24.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. Jane Matnair is on the board. You are listening to us somewhere on the Civic Media Network, either on a radio or on streaming or on the app or on a podcast later. But wherever you are listening, if you feel like you have a business that could benefit from some free advertising on the radio, we have a deal for you.
Don't miss out.
We have less than a week away on Thursday, January 26th. Only, literally, once we've sold out, we will be shutting it down. So mark your calendars, 9 a.m. Thursday, January 26th. You go to civicmedia.us/million, and you'll fill out an application with a couple questions, and then you'll have a salesperson from Civic Media follow up with you to help you figure out what you want to say, get your message into an audio format, and literally, it is free. And so do not miss out on this. And so mark your calendars, Thursday, January 26th, 9 a.m., civicmedia.us/million. But just remember, you gotta say when there's going to be a question on that application that says, who sent you? How'd you hear about this? And even if you hear one of the other hosts say it, I'm nicely asking you that you say, well, Jane and Kristen from As Goes Wisconsin sent me, of course.
Obviously.
Of course. How else do I spend my 11 to 2 every day, Monday through Friday, listening to those two?
We would really appreciate it.
We would really appreciate it. And so don't miss out. I don't know if we'll do this again, but it is an awesome opportunity right now because I'm not joking. It's hard to escape the Civic Media Network, one of our many stations across the state right now,
yes,
as far as how far the coverage is for all of our different stations and community, but then obviously even people who are listening from anywhere. Fun fact, I listened from Aruba when I was on my honeymoon.
Were you listening on the stream?
I was listening on the stream.
Oh, that's cool.
I was one of our guest hosts. I think Philip Morris was guest hosting, and I said, I wonder what Philip's going to talk about today. So I was literally sitting on a beach, and I tuned in, and I was like, I can't wait to get back. I'm just joking.
But I even some texters on our text line at 844-967-2789. We have a 323, which is California. We had a 507, I think, earlier this week, which was from Minnesota. So welcome wherever you're listening.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, we're going to round out this hour with another rendition of a couple more ways to improve your life slightly without a lot of effort. We are into the 60s at this point.
We're getting there.
Because we have, how many weekdays do we have left? We have 5 next week and then 2 Monday and Tuesday. And then the first is a Wednesday.
I think so.
So we got seven days to get through the other 35. Yeah, I can do math. Live math is hard. All right. Number 61. Of course, this is, if this is the first time you're hearing this, The Guardian, which is a British publication that I read fairly well. They have a lot of good journalism, but they published on January 1st, 100 ways to improve your life without really trying. And so we just decided to have a feel-good segment once a day where we go through around five of them and we decide if it's something that we would like to actually adopt into our life or not.
Or just completely ignore their advice and move on.
Like, how much effort is it really when you're asking me to take a cold shower? No, thank you.
Yeah, right.
All right. So number 61, make something from scratch. Works best if it's something you'd normally buy, such as a dress or a bag.
No.
I'm not sure I'm going to wear a dress that I sewed, if I'm going to be totally honest.
No.
Unless I'm going to like Bonnaroo.
Right. If I can wear a sack and it only needs two seams, then I could probably.
If it's a sack and then you can just belt it.
Right. I mean, no, I'm not. I thought makes from scratch. They were talking about food. Now that I can see. I've bought frozen lasagna before. I made my first ever lasagna for Christmas this year. I think it's good to do stuff like that.
What I feel like my someday hobby that I've always dreamed of, it just takes a lot of space and effort to do, is like fix up old furniture and like paint it and like do all those kind of like hacks on painting it and putting new knobs on and stuff. But like, I have a friend who's actually a pretty good woodworker, who's a girl. She's also a brewmaster. So she's that girl who's like very cool. And I feel like I would be more inclined to make something from scratch out of wood, as long as I had someone teaching me how to do it, like a bookshelf or something.
Yeah, that'd be really rewarding.
Clothing. Because I think it'd be a long shot for me to be like, yes, I'm actually going to wear this. Versus a bookshelf, I'd be like, I made that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right, 62. Go to bed earlier, but don't take your phone with you. I'm trying to do this very,
are you?
Very much so, but I'm failing.
Well, it's not going to be an overnight, you know, breaking of this habit. Even if you do it once a week, Kristen, that would probably be a step in the right direction.
That's true.
Just don't scroll one night a week. Just one. Start with that.
All right. We'll start there.
All right.
We'll start there. All right. Number 63. We kind of talked about this on Monday for Martin Luther King Day. Volunteer. And like, I still feel like finding the right thing that's easy to plug into as a volunteer, both that you find rewarding, but also, if you want to do it regularly, but it's certainly something that I would like to start doing more of, but trying to figure out with my schedule, what's the best thing to be able to
where you can just do jump in
and not feel like it feels like it's rewarding and consistent. You can do it consistently versus like this one time. And so certainly I think that's a good one.
Yes, definitely.
We'll see how you feel about this. 64, dry your cutlery with a cloth. It keeps it shiny.
Okay. I'm a big air dryer. Okay. We have the drying rack, and I know some people are, that's like a crime, man. You shouldn't leave your dish, you know, you should. And maybe it's
why is it a crime?
At least when I was growing up, you dried the dishes and you put them away.
So they wouldn't be like water spots on them and stuff?
That's how you wash the dishes and that's how you finish the dishes. You wash them, you dry them, you put them away. Otherwise, the job is not done. And so I think I've rebelled against that. And it's like, ha, take that. I'm leaving my clean dish and it's going to air dry. You're such a rebel.
Such a rebel. All right. Number 65. Instead of buying a morning coffee, set up a daily transfer of $2. Well, they said £2 because it's British. But $2 from a current account into a savings account and forget about it. Use it to treat yourself to something different later.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. It's like the silent saving. I set that up. Mike and I both set that up for this year in that like 10% of everything we make is just going directly. You can set it up on Arch. Like we use Chase and you can just have like everything as soon as it hits your like a direct deposit just sends 10% of that immediately and transfers to our savings account.
And
so you don't even
miss it, right? That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let us know. Do any of those seem like things that you would like to adopt? It doesn't sound like that much work.
We want to see pictures of your handmade dress and purses.
Yes. 844-967-2789. All right. Well, we have the top of the hour news when we come back. And then Matt Miller is going to be here, the culture editor at On Milwaukee. So if you're interested in Oscar nomination buzz, stick around. We'll be right back.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.